Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, does it work just as good as regular, you know, store?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't get the dust, you know, it, but, of course, you don't really have that much dust. It just gets the top, you know, it doesn't really get down deep.
Then just mop it after.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard of someone making their own mops. Yeah.
Yeah, that goes way, way back. Mm-hmm. And the smoothing irons, we had to use those, you know, the irons that you heat on the fire.
Really? One of those heavy, real heavy
those ones? Heavy things, you know, that they're antiques now, but just in great demand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've ironed a million shirts with those things. White shirts at that. I hated it.
How'd you heat them up? Just stick them on the stove?
In your fireplace. You just stick them up. They sit up on the end. Mm-hmm. And you just sit them up there and let them get hot. And you have about four. And you just keep changing. When one gets cold, you stick it back in the fire and take out another one.
How did you know that it wasn't too hot? You know, that it's
well, it would quit getting the crease out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you had, of course, you would always have a testing cloth down here on your ironing board to test it to see if it was too hot. If it was too hot, you had to let it cool off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at that time, when we have now our wells and our water that we have, that all these wells and things that we have now has so many chemicals and everything in it, until it's very easy to scorch anything. That's what you call when you would make a yellow place. When you iron, if you ever ironed your shirt made
once,
you scorched it. Well, now you can't hardly iron anything that's been it rinsed. Now you can wash in this water, but you can't hardly iron anything unless you rinse it in another water.
Oh, really?
A rainwater, something like that. It's yellow. It'll burn up a white shirt before you say scab. It turns just as yellow. This and you can and don't dash. You know, way back then when people used to wear white shirts, you sprinkled, you starched all those things. You know,
and my mom was big starch.
Yeah, well, you have to sprinkle those things to starch. You know, to iron them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you sprinkled in linden water, everywhere that water touched it, it was going to turn yellow. But now, way back then when we had wells out in the country, it was not like that. Mm-hmm. You were not as likely to scorch things as you do now with the wells and water that you have so many chemicals in.
Did you ever make soap?
Yes! I never have, but I've seen it made.
Tell me how to do it.
Well, you know, really, I don't know too much about the soap making, but I've seen it made. But you do make it with lye. And another thing is lye hominy. I've made lye hominy.
How do you make that?
You cook it with ashes. You burn a certain, I believe it's oak. There you go back to the hickory.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory wood. And when you burn hickory wood, the ashes is just as white as that shirt you got on.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very careful with those ashes, and you take those ashes and you cook that corn in that with those ashes, and that is the best hominy you have ever eaten. I've made that.
I knew when it made hominy, you somehow
eat a little lye. You put lye in it too. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Red devil's lye.
Red devil.
That's what it's called. You had to put a little bit of that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. Back then we didn't. We used those ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it was so good. It was not white. It was a cream color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it was not white like Billy loves hominy. He is the craziest thing. He can eat a whole can.